There is quite a lot. I would like to have seen the campaign's efforts over the past 15 years given rather more prominence, because it's really the dogged determination of the campaign that's brought us this far, I have to say. But that said, I certainly know what I'll be doing on the 6th of September next year, and I know that hundreds of thousands of others will in the coming years be following in those footsteps. A lot announced today by the First Minister. Some significant enhancements. The announcement that Galashiels station will have longer platforms fit to take charter trains is excellent news. That will allow Galashiels to participate in the tourism benefits of the line as well. And I think this has to be stressed, that tourism is going to be a huge factor in the line, and that making Galashiels a stop and making indeed Tweed Bank a destination in its own right can only be good things. Tweed Bank only a matter of a couple of miles, a healthy stroll from Abbotsford, from Melrose, the Melrose Sevens, from great walking and cycling opportunities. There will be a lot of two-way traffic, a lot of traffic coming into the borders as a result of the line. And for the First Minister, for tourism, for business, and for the community to all be behind the project now, as certainly seems to be the case, is good news all round. Well, I'd certainly hope so. The campaign has said all along that we want to see enough capacity built into the line to make sure that the Borders Railway is robust and reliable and can cope with the traffic that we fully expect it will attract. And let's make no mistake about this, the Borders Railway will attract a lot of traffic, and probably a lot more than anyone is actually envisaging at the moment. And for that reason, we don't want to see it constrained. We want to see enough capacity on the line, be that long enough trains, be that enough double track, to ensure that enough trains can operate so that the line can cope with that demand. And yes, there's every possibility now that because everyone is behind the project that we could see these sort of things announced. There have been some civil engineering works done which frankly constrain that possibility, but you know, there's a lot more to be done. And as the campaign has said right from the very beginning, back in 1999, we want to see the entire main line reinstated between Edinburgh, the Borders and Carlisle, because that just opens up so many more opportunities for leisure, for tourism, for business that can bring enhancements to the Borders and bring social and economic regeneration back to the Borders, which is really what this project is all about. It's certainly a good step forward, but it is only one step forward. There is a lot more to be done. I would urge the First Minister to say, well, let's extend this feasibility study scope so that it can take into account those other things, particularly extending the line to Hawick and then on to Carlisle and making it a through route so that it can bring traffic in both directions, both through and to the borders. I'm pretty convinced that the First Minister is as publicly behind the project as he can be, and privately is even more so. And yes, I'm convinced that we won't have to wait too long before we'll see first a feasibility study, and then we'll see boots on the ground and progress being made on extending the Borders Railway. Anyway.